Governor Andrew Cuomo brought his $15-an-hour minimum wage tour to Onondaga County Wednesday. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the governor's trying to drum up support for his proposals before Albany lawmakers hammer out the details of this year's state budget.
Speaking at a raucous pep rally filled with many union members in the village of Solvay, Cuomo says Central New York is experiencing an economic comeback and dropped the names of development projects at the Inner Harbor, State Fair, and Amphitheater as proof.
You say we're not giving up the momentum now. We want that state government to represent Syracuse and Central New York.
On raising the minimum wage, Cuomo says a failure to do so means taxpayers will continue to pay welfare and food benefits for workers who are full-time but still living below the poverty line.
When you raise a minimum wage, that person does not put that money in their retirement property. That person goes out and spends that money, and it winds up being an infusion, a stimulus to the economy.
Cuomo is also proposing to allow employees in New York State 12 weeks of partial paid family leave. Republicans and some business owners in upstate New York have been critical of the governor's proposals. Onondaga County Republican Chairman Tom Dady says the minimum wage hike will cripple small businesses and make it harder to find a job. April 1st is the deadline for New York State to pass a budget, which may or may not include these proposals from the governor. In Solvay, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.